if Twitter can be considered as microblogging with its 140 character limit, then we could describe Audioboo as micro-podcasting because of its 3-minute recording limit. My only real complaint with Audioboo is that it's created an exclusive club for users of the iPhone or the iPod Touch. This is such a fantastic service. I do feel that developers ought to open up to a much wider audience across multiple platforms. However, I digress. What I find fascinating with both of these technologies is the immediateness in which the digital content can be created. If you take a look at a traditional blog or podcast, for example, they can take quite a bit of time to finally construct and craft into something that has depth and substance. This is clearly not the case with Twitter and Audioboo because the content that is produced is fleeting, ephemeral, and ultimately disposable, simply because new content is always superseding itself. It's instant mash for the masses. One of the many dimensions to my role as a learning technologist is to critically evaluate new and emergent technologies and to see if we can exploit them for learning, teaching, assessment and research practices. I have yet to come across any teaching opportunities for these two technologies, but I can see some learning applications that can be exploited, particularly if knowledge and resources are being shared among your peers, particularly within a subject discipline or knowledge domain. There are also opportunities for researchers too, who can use these mediums to disseminate information about their projects, particularly as they become another method to promote and sustain knowledge transfer initiatives which are currently being touted in the higher education sector at the moment. So it does beg the question as to whether micro-content is truly reusable or is it quickly disposable? What do you think?